Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Dean's Den, the Dean of Wrestling referee Steve Kane with wrestling news, wrestling views, and wrestling reviews. Sit back, pop a cold one, and get ready for Live from the Dean's Den.
Let me go ahead and pop open a cold one here, provided I can get a hold of that tab. Ah, there we go. And hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to the latest edition of Live from the Dean's Den. I am your host, the Dean of Wrestling Referee, Steve Kane, and we have some very serious breaking news. Earlier today, it was announced, the first words came out on simultaneously on TMZ and on Gerwick.net that Brian Clark, the former Adam Bomb and one half of Chronic with the late Brian Adams, and then was also Wrath in part of the faction Blood Runs Cold, was arrested earlier today in Arizona and is facing multiple charges, including conspiracy, illegal control of enterprise, transporting or selling narcotics, drug possession, and possessing a weapon during a drug offense. And these are actually occurrences that happened in January and April of last year. Now, I don't know why it took so long for the charges to come through, but it did. So what we've got here basically is a live version of Breaking Bad, because for those of you who do know, Breaking Bad was filmed in and was about drug manufacturing in the state of Arizona. Now, Clark's attorney, Robert Jarvis, has said in a news release that the police reports contain alleged facts that have been grossly misconstrued and are incorrect. This includes incorrect allegations relating to medication and its use. The weapons charge was labeled as ludicrous by the attorney, stating that it is based on a family heirloom, a Korean War pistol that was unused and stored at Clark's home. The report also contains speculative opinions which are simply false, Jarvis stated. Mr. Clark has been targeted because of his notoriety and acquaintances. Well, notoriety. How many years has it been since Brian Clark was noteworthy for any reason? And if he's got the type of acquaintances that would lead the police to suspect that something like that would be possible, well, then there's definitely an issue. So that's, yeah. So that's what's going on right now in this case. On the Ring of Honor front, they have announced that Ring of Honor star Cheeseburger has officially signed a new contract with the company. And at the same time, Australian talent Adam Brooks has also officially signed. Now, There's no word as to when he's going to be starting, but he has worked with numerous Ring of Honor talents, including Matt Taven, Marty Scurll, Dragon Lee, Brody King, and Jay Lethal. So this is a big interesting thing for them. Then we also got news today through TMZ that something that had been going on under the table for several months finally got out in the open today. Singer Ryan Cabrera has announced that he and WWE superstar Alexa Bliss are in fact dating. Hated that. Always hate when there's a potential sneeze coming and it doesn't come out. So, they met at the SmackDown on Fox premiere in October through a mutual friend and, in Alexa's case, coworker, The Miz, who apparently played matchmaker while they were all backstage. They then went to, they were in Chicago together. Then they were, they spent New Year's Eve in St. Louis together. And then last month, they were at the Grammys together. And then last weekend, they were at Disneyland together. And Alexa is a major, major Disney fanatic. Of course, she lives in Orlando where a lot of the WWE stars do. And so she spends a lot of time down at Disney World when they're off, which, of course, so that's for those of you who follow the wrestling business, that's not all that often. But when they get their free time, they do like to spend it in nice, relaxing places. So now, let's go ahead and let's get into the main issue for the episode, which we talked about this Thursday night on TNT on BTR, and that is the suspension of Andrade. Now, on TNT, I read a report through Wrestling News Source that involved a good friend of ours at ERN and a gentleman that I've become really, really close to, Hugo Savinovich. And he stated that he knew that Andrade was not guilty of the charges that were the point behind him failing the test. So I had a long talk on the phone today with Hugo. He was on his way to Mexico, where he will be broadcasting on Twitch tomorrow night for AAA, and we will go over the card for tomorrow night shortly here. But we discussed the Andrade situation. Now, there are certain things that I will not get into because Hugo gives me some serious confidential information and counts on me to not repeat those things, and I respect him that much that I would not do that. Now, what I can tell you from our discussion today was that Andrade many times does go home to Mexico when he's not on TV, not on the road. Sometimes his fiance Ashley, aka Charlotte Flair, goes with him. Other times he just goes by himself. And the thing is, in Mexico, the Food and Drug Administration, the kind of rules that we are used to here in America, for those that are listening in other countries, are extremely tight as far as what can or cannot be present in U.S. food products, especially meat products, and that those restrictions are not the same in Mexico. So there are certain substances that go into the cattle in Mexico where the beef is produced that are not in American cattle. Now, why is that a important point to this case? Because the chemicals that are in the beef in Mexico can produce a false positive. And there was some issues with the Olympics last summer because of the Mexican team testing positive for banned substances, when it was found out that what was going on, they were eating Mexican beef. And then another thing, just like any other athlete, a good majority of athletes do take certain types of supplements, and that if you've ever been to a GNC or even on the shelf at your local grocery store, in some cases you will see various sort of supplements that can be used before training, after training, to help with muscle rebuilding, help with endurance for your workout, things like that. Now, Andrade had wanted to give WWE that list after the suspension was announced. He contacted them and said, hey, you know, I take all these supplements. Do you want the list so we can see if maybe there's something on there that I shouldn't be taking? They didn't get back to him. And he then contacted them again and said, hey, you know, I've got the list of supplements. When would you like them so we can go over them? And the response was, it's too late. So that's kind of a lot of what's going on there. Now, of course, obviously, when this first hit social media, a lot of it said, well, hey, what about Charlotte? What about Ashley Flair? Is she going to get tested? Is she going to get the same treatment? Well, so far, obviously, as we can see, nothing has happened. She has been on Raw, SmackDown, and this week on NXT to basically start to set up the match with Rhea Ripley that will happen at WrestleMania, barring them finally going ahead, checking her through. But again, you know, this is the situation. If she's down there eating the same stuff that he's eating, she's going to wind up pulling a false positive too. And I'm sure that supplement wise, that whatever he's using, she's also using. So you've got a lot of this situation going on that can really cause a problem. And we also then from there hark back to the Primo Cologne situation. As a refresher for those who might not remember, Primo, who hasn't been seen on TV in probably close to a year now, was sent a notification that they wanted him to come for a drug test. And Primo's like, okay, are you picking up the tab for me to come over and do this? Because, I mean, you have guys haven't used me. I'm barely making the downside of my contract, and that I can't afford a flight out to do a drug test and that. And they're like, no, you've got to pay your own way. And so Primo was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Now, there's a bunch of labs here in San Juan. I'm willing to go to any one of them. You tell me which one, and I will go there. I will do the test. And so WWE then proceeded to count that as a refusal and therefore announced that he was in violation of the wellness policy and was also suspended, which to me, it's like a little hard to suspend somebody who, you know, the guy isn't even actively working there right now. Creative has nothing for him, so he's sitting at home working events in Puerto Rico, helping out his dad's promotion, and not doing a darn thing with WWE. So, you know, what are they doing here? What is this whole thing going on? You know, Ryback, and we talked about this a couple of months ago. In fact, actually, no, we talked about this on TNT right after the Cologne and Root suspensions. And Ryback talked about how the test is, how the test is performed and that. And it's probably, I think, the most humiliating procedure that somebody would have to go through. And this is just the guys. I don't know how they do it with the women, and I'm not sure I even want to know. I mean, you know, it's great to not have performance enhancing drugs and that, because the safety of the guys that are working in the ring is very, very important. And if you've got a guy that is off cycle and therefore not in, you know, his, let's say his right state of mind and that, and you accidentally stiff him, well, boom, he's gonna go ballistic on you and that. And that's not cool either. So, you know, I understand, obviously, the boys getting protected, the girls getting protected, but there's got to be a way to do it in which conditions that the person might be involved in, such as traveling to a country where their rules and regulations about foods aren't the same as they are here, would be looked at and that. Maybe WWE needs to have its own market of workout nutrition supplies that are approved, and everybody uses that stuff. Harking back, you know, being old school here, harking back to the days of IcoPro and that, using supplements that are regulated, approved, and issued through WWE. Now, that would alleviate a lot of the problem there, and that. Now, and then of course, and this has always been one of the biggest issues, has been the seeming discrepancy in who gets suspended and who doesn't. Of course, everybody is well aware of the Brock Lesnar case where he got suspended by UFC for flunking his wellness test from UFC 200 and that, yet Vince never did a thing to him. And he continued to work in WWE without an issue. Now, I would love to hear your feedback on this, folks. If you listen to this on Anchor, there is a way to contact me through there. Otherwise, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/livefromthedeansden, and give me your opinions on all of this, because then I can take next week and I can go ahead and go into that. Another thing that there's a big rumor on, as many people know, Lana did recently, CJ Perry, signed a 5-year deal with WWE. Rusev has not signed a new deal. And the rumor is that, yes, indeed, AEW is really, really seriously after him, and they definitely would like to snare him. And if they could, that would be a major, major coup for AEW. Now, speaking of our good friend Hugo Savinovich, tomorrow night, on Twitch, twitch.tv/LuchaLibre, AAA, LuchaLibre, AAA_EN for the English feed, will be the next run on the tour, and it'll be the last one for a couple of weeks, because they don't go back on Twitch until the 22nd. But the card for Saturday night on Twitch, which will be held at Auditorio José María Arteaga in Quintero, will be the following matches: Laredo Boy, Drago Kid, and Iron Kid versus Barquita Negra, Latigo, and Lowrider. Mr. Iguana, who I've mentioned before, I love this guy. I love the kid's gimmick. It's absolutely hilarious. Big Mommy, who, of course, it seems like the entire country of Mexico is in love with this woman. And she's a great talent. And Dinastia, face off against Parca Negra, La Hiedra, and, of course, Big Mommy's nemesis, Lady Maravilla. Hijo de L.A. Park and L.A. Park Jr. team up with Viando Tres Jr. and Superfly. It's Hijo de L.A. Park and L.A. Park Jr. versus Viando Tres Jr. and Superfly versus Octagon Jr. and Miss Disease Jr. So, triple threat tag team match. And then another trios match, Puma King, Rey Horus, and Hijo del Vikingo. And if you're an Impact Wrestling fan, you've gotten to see Hijo del Vikingo for the last 2 weeks. watch him Saturday in his own environment with other AAA stars. And they will be facing the Mercenarios team of Torus, Tejano Jr., and Rey Scorpion. That should be a really, really good match. Of course, Hijo del Vikingo being a high flyer, Puma King, Rey Horus, well-known talented luchadors. Tejano Jr., Big Bully, Rey Scorpion, Big Bully, and Torus. That dude is just a monster. And speaking of monsters, the clowns, Psycho Clown and Murder Clown, and a surprise partner. And, of course, last time on AAA on Twitch, Pagano seemed to side back up with them. And so this might be possibly the actual return of Psycho Circus. They will be facing Mucho Cota Jr., Tito Santana. I guess they're now calling him Tito Santana Dos, and Carta Brava Jr. And then the main event, Dr. Wagner Jr. and the Lucha Brothers, Pentagon Jr. and Rey Fénix will be facing Rush Toro Blanco. In other words, Rush the White Bull, L.A. Park, and Bestia del Ring in the main event. So that's gonna be a great one. That starts, I believe, at 9 p.m. Eastern. Again, twitch.tv/LuchaLibre AAA. For the English-speaking audience, with the Lucha Libre AAA, you then put the underscore EN for English. And the English commentators were, for the first time, actually in the building last time. And so they got a taste of what WWE Spanish announce team gets. And their table was absolutely demolished. So yeah, it was great fun. It was great fun. Definitely good to see that one. So obviously, real quick here before time runs out, going to do a quick check with our friends over at WrestlingNewsSource.com. Use a number of our websites: WrestlingNewsSource.com, Wrestling Inc., LastWordOnProWrestling.com. All of these are definitely great sites for news, and I use them quite frequently, along with numerous other sources that get everything for me, and a lot of times cue me into things that will not be known until they get announced. Tenaira Conti has taken a walk on NXT, had some disagreements with them, so she took off. And for the AEW, for the February 19th show in Atlanta, they will be teaming up with the American Heart Association to support American Heart Month. So starting today, Friday, which is National Wear Red Day through Valentine's Day, those who donate $50 or more to the AHA's Atlanta branch will receive two tickets to AEW Dynamite at State Farm Arena that will occur on Wednesday, February 19th. The proceeds will go directly to AHA's American Heart Month efforts, including Go Red for Women, the signature program for educating the public on heart health and ending heart disease and strokes in women. And as the husband of a heart patient myself, I wholly support AEW's efforts with this, and I congratulate them for getting involved like this. So, all right, well, that is our show. For those of you who listen to Blog Talk, don't forget Thursday night at 8, 7 Central Time, TNT on BTR. We should have ourselves a great time, and I'll be back here again for the live audience next Friday night here at 10, 9 Central Time, right after SmackDown Live. So once again, this is the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, saying thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to Live from the Dean's Den. Live from the Dean's Den comes to you every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Evolution Radio Network. Replays can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.